Attention drivers, is your vehicle sitting empty? Start making more money today. Deliver packages for Quick Delivery Service. Email drive@quickdelivery.com. That's drive@quickdelivery.com. Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
HBO Sports presents from executive producer Bill Simmons. The greatest players in the world, the latest chapter of their rivalry, the inside story. The sights, the sounds, the spectacle. From basketball's biggest stage, courtside at the NBA Finals, tonight at 9 with an encore at 11, only on HBO.
Go behind the scenes and beyond the game. Experience the NBA Finals like never before with the HBO Sports Special, Courtside at the NBA Finals, giving fans a unique and unprecedented inside look at the NBA's championship series as the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors compete on the biggest stage of the basketball season. The sights, the sounds, the spectacle. See it, Courtside at the NBA Finals, tonight at 9 with an encore at 11, only on HBO.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, we get better and better.
Mike Florio.
Mullen and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's always a joy to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're living the dream. And boy, I tell you what, there's all sorts of great information coming out from Oprah with her interview with Tom Brady. We know now why Tom stopped fighting Deflategate, and we know that Tom may stop playing in the league. I was surprised to learn that that Tom does feel there's an end.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it feels like the end's never going to come, and if you're a Bills fan, a Dolphins fan, or a Jets fan, you have to wonder if he ever is going to walk away. But I feel like it could come any year now. I think that at the core, his decision to not be there for any of the voluntary phases of the offseason program, that was a product of a negotiation with his wife that if he does keep playing, he's not going to do anything above what he has to do. Now, I don't know that, but I think that that's the most logical explanation. And I think that it managed to get him one more year. And the question becomes, how did he get one more year after this year if that was the basis for him finagling an extra season? And I think he never wants to have what's widely known at the time as a retirement tour. I think he doesn't want the extra attention. He doesn't want the extra pressure. He doesn't want the extra adulation. He just wants to be done when he's done. And, you know, we'll be now speculating heavily after every season that it's his last season, but he's not going to go into a season saying this is my last year.
And he said all the right things about Bill Belichick and their relationship, yet you come away from all these interviews. If the question has to be asked as many times, you have to figure that all is not right with that relationship.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, if there really wasn't an issue, he would get mad and he would say, why in the world do people keep asking me this? We are fine. There isn't an issue. I love this guy. We've been together 18 years. We've accomplished more together than any quarterback and coach in the history of professional sport. So why are you giving me such a hard time about this? Why isn't my answer good enough? I can't believe you keep asking me the question. That's the kind of organic and visceral anger that we would see if there really was nothing to it. And the fact that we haven't seen that yet tells us maybe there's something to it.
I guess the reason he gave up the Deflategate argument was because he said divided attention.
He was done. It was over. Right. There was no way he was going to win. It was a very, very, very long shot at that point. He just didn't want to mess with it anymore. He didn't want to have to worry about it anymore. And he just decided to take a September vacation, unpaid, But, you know, what the heck? They still won the Super Bowl that year, so it worked out well.
Mike, I there's so many stories that I find interesting, but the idea that Atlanta's getting nervous because Julio Jones is hanging out with Terrell Owens, that is, I mean, Terrell Owens apparently not attending the Hall of Fame ceremony, always has already announced that. At age 44, he wants to get back into the league. Oh, my God. And everyone dying to have the world's worst teammate on their team. He claims to have run a 4.43 40-yard dash. I mean, I know it was on a track and it was wind aided and there was like some sort of bad stopwatch, but that's unbelievable. At 44, that's not humanly possible. I don't think he ran that fast when he played.
The fact that he could run a 4.43 even with an asterisk at age 44 is amazing, but he's wanted back in since 2010. That was his last year in the NFL with the Bengals. The Seahawks gave him a look-see in training camp, I think, in 2012, and that didn't pan out. He had a lot of drops in the preseason with Seattle, and that was it. And no one else has shown any interest in him. And I'm fascinated by the fact that the guy continues to be so motivated to try to keep himself in shape for a call that's never going to come. And I don't think he wants to lower himself to play for any of the other leagues. He did play for some obscure arena league at one point during his NFL exile, but I don't think that's something he wants to do. And, you know, it's just funny. We all, if you have kids and they're anywhere under 21, you know, they have a friend that you don't like them hanging out with. And that's this image I have of Arthur Blank just kind of crossing his arms and making a face because Julio's hanging out with that hooligan T.O. who may put ideas in his head like maybe you should have a bigger allowance, right? And that's what it's all about, because T.O. was ahead of his time. He was the guy back in 2005 who was willing to take a stand against the Eagles to get more money, and everybody lost their minds, and now you've got a bunch of guys taking a stand to get more money. And, yeah, maybe T.O.'s whispering to Julio Jones, wait a minute, Matt Ryan's worth $30 million a year and you're worth less than half that? Something's wrong with this picture.
Mike, a year or so ago, Ryan Pace was laying out the plan for Mitch Trubisky, and it was to sit out the entirety of the season. And it was the year of Mike Glennon, just asked Mike Glennon, and obviously 4 games in, and I don't know how many turnovers on the ground, they changed the plan. When you look at Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield saying the right things in camp, how many of these guys will sit for the entirety of the season, if any of them?
Well, I think the basic plan in any situation where you don't make the guy the starter right out of the gates. And even then, why do that? Why not make him feel like he has earned something internally? I remember when Ryan Tannehill, who was a rookie in 2012, and he was third on the depth chart entering camp. Think about it. You don't use the 8th overall pick on a guy that you plan to put on the bench. You want him to feel like he's earned something. Now, the players have to think he's earned it, too. In Cleveland, I think it's going to be the toughest. I think Darnold will be starting sooner than later for the Jets. And I think Josh Allen will be starting sooner than later for the Bills, Josh Rosen for the Cardinals. But when I look at Baker Mayfield, I see a guy who right now really isn't in the same league as Tyrod Taylor, a guy who took the Bills to the playoffs, a guy the Browns love. And I think they'd like to do the opposite of last year. Last year it was rush Deshaun Kizer into the mix, and it blew up in their faces. And now they're doing the opposite. And I think at a certain level also John Dorsey, the GM of the team, I think he knows who he wants to hire to be the coach after this year, and I think he wants to hold Baker Mayfield to learn from that person, not from Hugh Jackson. And wouldn't it be the ultimate Browns move if they make it to the playoffs this year with Tyrod Taylor and Hugh Jackson, so they're stuck with both guys? It derails and delays Baker Mayfield's progress potentially, and it just, you know, oh, people say that's a good problem to have. That's not a good problem to have if you have a front office that is planning to move to a new quarterback, move to a new coach, and the team uncharacteristically and unexpectedly has a huge year, and now you have to keep both guys around. That would be a horrible outcome for John Dorsey and what he's trying to do there.
Mike, you recently talked to Mitchell Trubisky, who told you that the Bears offense was going to be you know, something special, and that people were going to be surprised at how quickly it was going to come around. How long before, or will we ever have him in the same conversation with the other great quarterbacks in the NFC North? It seems like if you were listing those guys just based on the limited exposure we've had to Trubisky in this new offense, he doesn't stand above, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford. It'd be hard to imagine that he's ahead of those guys right now.
Oh, no, he's got a long way to go. But for the past few years, the NFC South has had the best quartet of quarterbacks top to bottom with Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston. And I think the NFC North can maybe create an argument that it's better if Trubisky can catch on quickly and become the guy in Matt Nagy's system, with Mark Helfrich as the mad scientist coming up with the plays and Nagy picking the right ones in the right spots. And Trubisky could make the NFC North, which was known for years when it was the NFC Central as the black and blue division, and was all about defense and hitting, it could become the go-go passing division of the modern NFL if Trubisky can quickly develop. And, you know, these quarterbacks don't have the luxury of 3 or 4 years to figure it out. It's sink or swim. And if Trubisky struggles this year, then next year becomes the make or break season. So, you know, he's going to reveal himself quickly as to a guy who could be a franchise quarterback or a guy who can't be.
Yeah, I saw one of the stories on the Pro Football Talk website said the Steelers are comfortable not going forward without a quarterbacks coach. And obviously when you have Ben Roethlisberger, that's almost a unique situation, or certainly a situation not many teams are in. But is there a redundancy with the hands-on? Here we have Matt Nagy now going to be the play caller, pretty much is the quarterbacks coach, but is there going to be a time where you start seeing teams doing without some of these coaching positions if it's all about the offensive mind running the team anyway?
Yeah, but I think it makes sense to have more great minds around. Look at what it did for the Eagles last year when they had Doug Peterson as the head coach, Frank Reich as the offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo as the quarterback's coach, and the game plans they came up with, the strategies they devised to get the most out of Nick Foles in a short period of time. You know, what they did retooling the offense on the fly from week 17 when the Eagles looked horrible on offense to the divisional round against the Falcons, it was remarkable, and I think that directly contributed to the Super Bowl that they won. So I think it's always better to have more offensive brains around if you can justify it. I think in Pittsburgh it's just a weird transition right now. Todd Haley and Ben Roethlisberger never really got along. It's amazing it lasted as long as it did, and now you bump up the quarterback's coach to OC. You don't introduce a new personality. You kind of let things settle down. I think that's the biggest takeaway for me. They're just trying to let this settle down, and somehow they managed to get through the last 6 years with Haley and Roethlisberger. We've already got Haley throwing shade at Roethlisberger, saying the Browns quarterback room is the best Haley's been in. Really? Is it like the furniture's really nice? I mean, so yeah, I think that this is all about getting everyone on the same page for 2018. They'll worry about adding new personalities in 2019.
No question about it. Mike, thanks a ton. We appreciate your time as always.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and, of course, NBC Sports. And we want to remind everybody, I don't know if you were listening earlier, we've tweeted it out, I believe, as well. But
so important.
Julian Green, the of the Cubs, was on with us earlier, and we want to let you know that anybody with tickets to today's noon start, you can exchange them for any game, but you have to do so by first pitch today, which is at 12:05. So call 1-800-THE-CUBS. If you are a season ticket holder, email your season ticket rep. If you bought the tickets from someone, contact that person and find out if they can do that connection with the Chicago Cubs. But they are going to honor the tickets from last night's game, obviously, for today's game, which starts at noon. If you can't make it, make sure that you contact the Cubs before first pitch today, and you can pick tickets for any game that is available. So the advice would be to get a date or two that you can make, take a look at the schedule, and then contact the Cubs and see if you can't get yourself on board with another game. They're trying to take care of you. Again, the rain out last night coupled with the issues with the right field bleacher lights, and now they have a noon start today, part of a day-night doubleheader. And we're still kind of monitoring weather reports as to whether or not they'll be able to get that night game in tonight, which means you could be looking at the same situation again tomorrow.
Right.
So,
again, the Dodgers' only trip to Chicago, you don't really want them flying back. The Cubs don't want them flying back for one game. You might benefit.
Maybe
the
Cubs would want them to do that, but Major League Baseball doesn't want to do that, and the Cubs are obviously cooperating, and they're trying to come up with a method to avoid having to force that on anyone. There's only one date or is two, it two dates?
Two mutual off days.
Yes. And then they'd have to fly to Chicago to play a game and then fly back, which, or wherever they end up. I don't know where they
and
are.
And we had a texter wondering, he has tickets for tonight's game. Tonight's game is
that's
not,
a totally different.
It's not in play. Your tickets are good to go, just like when you yes. bought them. Obviously, if
now you might have a problem tonight.
Yeah, but
with
as
the weather,
of
but
as of now, it, yes. it's not impacted at all.
That's exactly right. So hopefully, everybody understands that. You know, these things happen. The Cubs are trying to accommodate people. It is not an easy thing to do. And
when you're virtually sold out every day, it's not like you have whole blocks yeah. of unused seats and tickets right. that they can accommodate people.
So that's why the suggestion would be to have a couple different options that would work for you, right?
Yes, sir.
All righty. That is, that's where we're at. We're going to bring in a little transition talk next. It's Mully and Hanley on the Score.
This segment brought to you by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins to resorts. Hotels.com deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com, you do you, and you get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Let's see if Anthony Rizzo can launch one.
He does, deep to right. If it's fair, it's long gone. And the Cubs lead by a score of 3-2.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the...
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $34.99. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design, with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect two-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Dustin Rhodes here. Look around you. Media is everywhere, and people are consuming media on so many platforms. It's not just what you see and hear on TV, film, and radio. Nope. It's also online. It's consumed by millions on computers and mobile devices. This drives the demand for media careers to an all-time high. The Illinois Media School offers the training to gain the confidence and build the skills to be successful. With over 30 years of experience of training students, the Illinois Media School graduates have careers in some of the best media companies and platforms in the country, including right here at The Score. It's never too late. Students of all ages turn to the Illinois Media School for detailed, on-hands instruction by real industry pros, and you can graduate in just 8 short months, getting you into that new career in under a year. Financial aid is available for those of you who qualify, and job placement assistance make this a winning life and career move. Enrollment is open now. Classes do fill up fast. Call and change your life today. Do it right now. 630-916-1700. That's 630-916-1700. 630-916-1700. Or for you texters, you text the word CREATE with the number 1. So CREATE 1-2-3-3-2-3.
The FIFA World Cup on Fox may be happening halfway around the world, but you're connected to it. It's in your DNA. Perhaps you've heard of the brilliance of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, magnificent!
What if part of your DNA originated in Portugal? Or maybe your DNA connects you to Argentina, where Messi is a national hero.
And it's Messi, 3-0 Argentina!
So this summer, root for your roots. Watch the FIFA World Cup on Fox. And let Fox broadcast sponsor 23andMe help you find your connections to the world.
ProGreg Carpet Cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. the Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner. Just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
As a business owner, do you ever wonder if your business ever closes early when you aren't there? Or if it opened on time this morning? Stop wondering. With Smart